Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. As the gentleman said, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, and welcome 2015. Merry Christmas also. And part two today of laboratory blood tests separating truth from fiction. We started last week because we know what's going to happen in the next month or so. You're going to do your yearly physical. You get that out of the way at the beginning of the year. And you trust that blood work that you get. And what we want to do today, second week, is go into it, break it down, and take a look at what it really means and what it doesn't mean. And understanding that there are a lot of specialty tests that you can get today that, well, maybe your insurance isn't going to pay for, but that you should know about, because that's really where you can get the insight you need. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc, look at the pictures, and let's go. All right. General rules with blood testing. And we started on this last week, but I want to get into that a little bit more today. Concepts that you should understand about your lab work so that you can decipher it a little bit more precisely. First of all, the minerals. And again, at the top of the literature section where you see the full articles, so go to the top, you're going to see the CBC and the chemistry panel. Click that because I'm going to use that one that I put on the website as sort of a landmark so we can have our discussion today. And when you scroll down on that, again, it's in the literature section on the site. When you scroll down and you get to the second page, not the first, but the second page, you're going to see where it says CBC. We're going to discuss the complete blood count. That's a panel that you get every single year or twice a year, a CBC, and then also a chemistry panel. And both of those we're going to use today. Now, if you move down under the CBC and keep scrolling, you'll get to, probably on the fourth page for you, you're going to get to where the minerals are. So just keep scrolling until you can see the following minerals. You're going to see calcium, you're going to see phosphorus, you're going to see potassium. And every chemistry panel has the minerals. Sodium, potassium, chloride. Sometimes they'll call it a chem panel, sometimes they'll call it a comprehensive metabolic panel. And this is the blood's mineral level. Now, these are relevant, but usually and only when a body's in an acute crisis. And that's not what you're interested in. You're presenting to your doctor each year, hopefully not in acute crisis state. You're presenting because you want to prevent that from happening. And one of the fallacies of looking at the minerals, sodium, potassium, chloride, phosphorus, is that by the time it's deficient in the minerals, by the time the minerals are deficient in the blood, they're so deficient in other parts of the body that you're already in crisis. You want the information long before this. You want to know when, although that mineral concentration is okay in the blood, it's normal in the blood, you want to know that it's starting to become deficient inside the cell or in between the cells. And really what you have to understand is the different spaces different spaces inside the body, different compartments. If you look at picture number 3, we separate the body's compartments into the blood, then into the space between the cells, then into the space inside the cell. Now, we've done this before, but you'll see there's a different perspective now. When you're looking at your blood work and you're looking at your mineral contents, you're dealing with the blood, the space in between the cells. So pick an organ, say the liver. The space in between those cells of the liver, that's not your blood. That's the interstitial or intercellular space. And then, of course, each organ, in this case the liver, is made of cells, and inside that cell is the intracellular space. Now, each of those compartments, the blood, the space in between the cells, and the space inside the cell, they have different mineral compositions. And what we're interested in finding out is when that cell has been running for years on end in a mineral deficiency or a mineral excess. But this is inside the cell. This has nothing to do with the blood. And this same issue of mineral ratios going on in between the cells. But when you're getting your blood work, this is telling you something that's just almost insignificant next to these other two spaces. It's telling you the concentration of minerals in the blood itself. By the time it even approaches deficiency or excess in the blood, it's been messed up in the cell for a long time. And again, this sort of annuls. It doesn't mean that it's not important to do this, but it doesn't mean just because it's normal there, you don't have to think about what's going on where it really counts. The big point here being the blood is a buffer system, meaning the last place you're going to see a deficiency is in the blood. The last place the brain will let a deficiency occur in the body is the blood. And yet this is the first and most common place we're looking for it. You got to keep this in mind, because this yearly or biannual blood work you're getting that you're very, very confident tells you exactly what's going on and that you can relax behind norms that are met inside these tests. This really isn't the case when it comes to minerals, and there's quite a few other things we're going to take a look at today that follow suit. Now, one of the people that understood this, if you turn to picture number 8, was Dr. Paul Eck, E-C-K. He was a biochemist. He had a Ph.D. in biochemistry. There's him on picture number 8. And at least he attempted to set up some sort of a methodology through which we could understand what was going on mineral-wise inside the cell. And he began and evolved. And I don't necessarily think that he had it figured out completely, but the point to you is, it is understood very much so that what you're seeing on your lab work doesn't reflect the health inside your cell. And Dr. Eck understood this, and if you turn to picture number 6, he began a methodology that he called nutritional balancing science that had a great deal to do with hair analysis. And this introduction to nutritional balancing science was developed by Paul Eck in the 70s. He founded Analytical Research Labs in Phoenix, worked with Dr. Wilson, passed away in 1996. And there were two components of it. It was really one, and then the interpretation. And the one component was hair analysis. Now, hair analysis, there are many types of hair analysis is done, and everybody criticizes everybody else's. And while I really don't have anything to tell you outside of this that I would begin to trust, Nick Gonzalez, I think, does one out of New York City. He's an oncologist. And Dr. Paul Eck, at least he's made the attempt to do it. And this works carry on today through Dr. Wilson and other people that evolved his work. But I don't think we have it figured out. I think we're in a state of evolution on it. What's important for you to know, though, for the boundaries of this show, is the blood work you're getting doesn't even scratch the door on this. And that's the point. So, sodium, potassium, phosphorus, calcium, magnesium. These things are being jockeyed around the body in between these three spaces, and the last place you're going to find a deficiency or an excess is the blood. Now, when you do, it reflects your excretory organs are not working. Usually, mineral imbalance in the body is reflected in renal failure or the beginning of renal failure. And we get into this last week, so I won't labor it today. Again, that kidney being broken down into its capillary tuft, the glomerulus, and then the tubules. In between the capillary tuft, the glomerulus, and the renal tubules, in the process of making urine, your kidneys are going to be exquisitely efficient or mildly inefficient or very inefficient at making sure that that buffer system in the blood is working. So when you're talking minerals, you're talking, are you ingesting those minerals? Are you absorbing those minerals? We don't really know in what ratios each and every day we're supposed to ingest minerals. We don't, from the trace minerals to our main minerals. But what we're trusting is that the kidney and the other organs of elimination and just the whole cellular intelligence of the body, all the different diffusions and active transport systems that balance mineral inside the cell, so on and so forth, are working correctly. And this is usually borne out on the back of your kidneys, which your skin, of course, is a very important backup system to. So on that lab work that I gave you, and forevermore, keep in mind that your minerals don't really reflect what's going inside in the cell. Now, that's one general fallacy with lab work. Another one is that the norms that you get are not your norms. And this week I put two pictures in. Picture number one, there's a book, I think I mentioned it last week, Biochemical Individuality. And that's by Roger Williams. He was a doctorate. He had a PhD in chemistry. You can see him in picture number two with Linus Pauling. They were colleagues. Both had an interest in nutrition, as did Paul Eck, another biochemist. So you've had, over the last 30, 40 years, an entourage of biochemists, conventionally trained chemists, that get very interested in sort of this holistic angle. And this is what spawned off a lot of really great insight. This is the type of mindset that's really been there to back up the holistic perspective. Understand that for as much as most of the people in holistic medicine don't know the science behind it, they're very involved in the practice and function of it. A certain percentage of holistic medicine has a hard science behind it. And Roger Williams and Linus Pauling and Paul Eck were all part of this. But Williams's point in Biochemical Individuality, and this is, again, another little angle on the myth of the blood test, and that is that the norm you're getting may not be your norm. That a good 15 to 20% of anything you measure in the body and that you're given a norm for does not reflect your norm, your specific norm. Now, the other thing that Roger Williams understood, and I think a lot of your better scientists understand, is that the only real meaning to these tests is as you compare it to the other tests that you've had. You can't go in and look at a thyroid gland or even a cardiovascular panel, certainly a mineral exam. Anything really subject to...